a point plan here in Nevada, whereas if you, as far as are pulled over and you are cited, there'll be as far as circumstances for whatever your doings were, you know. And if you're a DUI, you're going to jail, and we're going to get your license revoked as well, you know. And there's suspensions of licenses that are going to be in place. And if you want to remove your point from your wrongdoings, then there will be traffic schools that you'd have to attend in order to remove the points off of your record. Now, keep in mind, folks, if you gain points on your record, your insurance is going to go up, and it may be not only revoked, or it may be suspended. So think of the circumstances out there before you get in behind the wheel. Vehicle is like a weapon, you know, and it must be, as far as gauged, very seriously. And we're going to have a point system here in Nevada, and circumstances for the wrongdoings that you're doing out there, the drivers, the careless drivers out there. So we're going to have that in place. And this way we will keep the insurance rates down, and furthermore lives and people, injuries, you know. It's more importantly the injuries and people that are falling more than the rates, but might as well, as far as, work on both.
I know that you are celebrating this brand new website that is absolutely incredible. Explain what people will find.
As far as the website, my website is www.barakzilberberg.com. That's BarakZilberberg.com. Log in there. Again, I mentioned there's a register to vote, there's a volunteer button, and there's an investment button. So engage into any tabs you'd like. I'm getting a lot of $17.76, you know, lately, and I believe the small sponsors are really the ones that are with the heart, and they mean so much. And all of those little donations, or investments, I should say, not donations, I don't believe in donations, I believe in investment, they add up, you know, and they become, large amounts of a campaign as far as investments. And thank you so very much for investing into the bright future of Nevada.
Okay, in our final minute, it's got to be a minute, I got to hit a hard break. What do you have coming up in the coming weeks? We've got the holidays, a lot of people kind of back off of campaigning. Are you going to be out there full bore?
Yeah, basically I'm full blown. I'm going to, as far as soon, tour the all of the 17 counties.
Wow.
You have a plan to tour all of the counties and be engaged with all the people of Nevada, and as far as understand our people, our Nevadans, regardless where they are, or what culture, race, religion, or anything that is imaginable, from the north to the south, from the east to the west of Nevada. I love you all, and I'm here for you. And I want the greatness of Nevada. I want to be number one here in the nation.
And there you go. Barak, be safe out there on the campaign trail. We'll talk with you again soon, I hope.
Yes, absolutely. We will always talk together, and we'll always be engaged together, and it's always a privilege to be here in the studio with you. And I love being here with you, you know, and thank you for inviting me.
It's always fun. We always laugh. We always giggle.
Yeah, it's all good.
And I always learn something. So
I also learn something. We all learn something. I mean,
there you go.
Yeah, that's what life is all about.
Barak Zilberberg joining us, candidate for governor of the great state of Nevada. Stay with us. More to do on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
At 12:31, as we check out our traffic cams right now, those lane restrictions on Interstate 515 have been expanded today. That's right, both directions between Main Street and Flamingo for those bridge inspections. Also, you're averaging about 45 miles per hour through the resort corridor. Right now, northbound 15 at Tropicana, southbound 15 at Oakey. Do expect some congestion on that transition lane, those who are merging from Interstate 15 northbound over to the construction zone. Yeah, you're getting caught up in all of that. So give yourself some extra time, and moderate flows on the Beltway as we speak. 215 east at St. Rose, 215 west at Valley Verde.
AutomotiveMap.com presents the Sports Flash, powered by the Score app, on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust. Major League Baseball has locked out its players, certifying the game's first work stoppage in more than a quarter century. The previous collective bargaining agreement between the league and the players' union expired at 10:59 p.m. Wednesday with no new labor contract. Tomorrow night, the first of the Power 5 Conference Championship games this weekend, 10th-ranked Oregon will face 17th-ranked Utah in Vegas in the Pac-12 title game. The Utes dominated the Ducks in Salt Lake City nearly 2 weeks ago. College basketball, UNLV fell to SMU on Wednesday night, 83-64. Royce Hamm had a double-double for the Rebels, 13 points, 10 rebounds. They will play at San Francisco Saturday. Nevada on a three-game winning streak at North Texas Saturday afternoon. Download the Score app today. The Score app is free and one of the most popular sports apps in North America. I'm Trey Westerberg with the Sports Flash, powered by the Score app, on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust.
At Ulta Beauty, we know getting ready for the holidays is what makes the holidays. The holidays. That shimmering anticipation in the air, lighting the room with scents of the season, setting the perfect table. But now, it's time for you to get ready. With the red lip that says, it's so good to see you, and that gold shadow that makes you sparkle. So let's get ready to celebrate more, because it's moments like these that truly make up the holiday season. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hard to believe that we're in the political season already, even though we are a long ways away on the calendar from the primaries and then the general election. But I will tell you this, it's never too early to learn more about the people who want to serve you when it comes to public service. That's vitally important. One of those people, Stan Height. He is a candidate for Clark County Sheriff, a retired Metro Police Sergeant. I had a chance to visit with him earlier this afternoon, and I asked him to tell us about yourself.
Okay, well, basically, I do have a college degree in criminal justice administration from San Diego State University, Bachelor of Science degree. I also have 30 years experience serving with the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. And I am not competing against Joe Lombardo. He's running for governor. He's leaving the post of sheriff, and that's the office. It'll be vacant, and I hope to obtain that position.
Now, tell me why, when you run for office, and this goes for anybody, whether you're running for dog catcher or something higher, you're giving up a lot of time. It's going to cost you some money. You're going to be doing a lot of fundraising. You're going to be doing a lot of campaigning. Your nights are not going to be your own. Tell me why you're doing this.
Well, you're definitely correct on all those points. I've been going through definitely a learning curve on this running for politics. But yeah, my reason for running is to defend our constitutional civil liberties, because they are definitely under attack. As our government is growing, our liberties are shrinking, and that's what woke me up basically and put a fire in me. I'm seeing all the different areas where we're losing our rights. The very first one that we've lost is our freedom to enjoy life without a mask. I mean, they closed our churches. You know, you can't go to a football game without a vaccination. There's just so many things that we've lost that they're subtle. We're losing them one at a time, and we just don't realize that they're adding up seriously. And I'm seeing that they're using, in other countries especially, and in other states, are using the police to enforce these illegal mandates, these unconstitutional civil liberty infringements. And so, yeah, I figure with my education, my experience, and my desire to protect our civil liberties, it's worth all the challenges that present themselves.
Was there one event, one thing in the news, one quote you may have seen from somebody that set you off, that triggered this run for office, the run for sheriff?
I'm seeing the county commission vote 5-2 against our First Amendment right, saying that we cannot discuss the shot as it is considered dangerous language. And to me, a county commission voting against our First Amendment right, that scares me. I'm seeing that the school boards are voting that our kids have to wear masks, even though the threat of COVID is so minimal to them. They're requiring shots now from 5-year-olds to 11-year-olds. These are the things that are scaring me, that they're actually forcing people to do. When parents stand up to that, they're labeled as domestic terrorists. And they're being shoved out of these school board meetings and basically trespassed. And I see it only as a infringement of our constitutional civil liberties. And I just feel I have to stand up against that.
I want to ask you a question that I get asked all the time by people normally, well, mainly out of the city, and that is the issue of, are we or aren't we a sanctuary city? All the elected officials, they swear up and down, no, we're not a sanctuary city. Give me an unbridled truth, a version of that.
Well, you know, I've been out of police work for a few years now, and I actually looked that up on Google, and I Googled it, and Las Vegas is documented as a sanctuary city. And you look at the definition of it, and you look at the policies that are in place. Right now, we have no relationship with ICE. That relationship's been broken off. So the illegals that are being arrested for violating our laws are actually being escorted out the back door. So if that's not a sanctuary city, I'm really not aware of what else would be considered a sanctuary city.
I know that we've had so much happen in the last, what, 2 or 3 years, Minneapolis, I mean, across the country, this stuff has happened. And one thing we have learned is that we do need to reform our policing and how we go about doing it. I'm not sure what the answer is as to how to do it. You have any thoughts on that? Do we need to reform how we go about policing our cities?
We always need to supervise and have an oversight. There's no doubt about that. We can't just be considered our own police of ourselves. We do need the oversight. However, in the form of defunding the police, there's two actual methods of doing that. One is to take money away from their budget, and two is police reform, where they take away our teeth, our tools. And the police reform is definitely taking place here in Las Vegas. City councils have voted to take away our non-lethal. So what happens when we have a riot on the strip? or they're burning down our businesses. We no longer have the ability to use low lethal because of police reform, legislative reform in which we can't use rubber bullets, we can't use mace. So what can we do when we go to these situations? That's police reform that's been taking place, and I'm firmly against it. As a sheriff, I would like to hopefully we get a good governor in the future that will retract some of this police reform.
I know there was talk in Minneapolis, and in fact there was even a vote on not just defunding the police but changing it to a public safety office. And no longer a police force, it's something else. Do we need something else, or do we need something in addition to what we're doing now?
We need the police. We definitely need police. Thank goodness that those municipalities voted against that and didn't start a trend, because we do need police. Like I said, we have oversight. We have citizen review boards. We have administrations in place to make sure that the police are running within the guidelines of the laws and within the policies, and it's being done. You know, there are mistakes, there are incursions, and we deal with them as they occur.
Again, Stan Hite joining us. He is a candidate for Clark County Sheriff. He's a retired Metro Police Sergeant, and a good guy, and a good guy to boot. Let me just ask you about your leadership style, because a lot of people lead differently. What is your leadership style? How would you describe it?
Absolutely. In past administrations, you always hear talk of the sheriff being in the ivory tower, and the officers never, ever seeing the sheriff, have no contact with him. I would like to totally reverse that. My leadership style will be participative, visible, approachable, and transparent completely. I'm going to attend briefings. The officers are going to know me on site. They're going to see me. I'm going to be in briefings. I'm going to even take ride-alongs with officers. I want to know, being a line supervisor and a line officer from all my career, that's where my heart is. The officers are actually doing the job. They're in the trenches. I want to know what their concerns are. I want to know what their needs are. I'm going to facilitate those needs, and I'm going to make it where they can actually approach me. I'll be in the hallways. They're going to see me. I don't want them afraid to come up to me. Of course, there's going to be a chain of command in which we deal with situations. But however, I want to be somebody that they know, somebody that they are comfortable with. I want to be on the news, not necessarily to show my face, but to display to the public what a great police department we have. I want the community very familiar with our police department. And I want policing to be fun again. Right now, I'm hearing from a lot of the officers that worked with me and for me in the past that morale is very low right now. They're not. They don't feel the administration has their backs. They're just not protected. With the police reform, with the decriminalization of a lot of the things that are taking place with the city legislature and the defund element that's prevalent, they just don't feel supported, and I want to make sure that we get some of that back so that they're out there willing to do their job, not just trying to get through the day and not get in trouble, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah. Good guy. Our first chance to have a chance to interview him, Stan Hite, who's running for governor, or I'm sorry, for Clark County Sheriff. We have so many candidates rolling through here. It's sometimes hard to keep them all separate. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border, and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Meet Grant.
Hello.
He's a father and a motivational speaker. He's also the founder of the Karma Box Project that allows people to give non-perishable food, first aid, and toiletries to those in need.
I've struggled with addiction from opioids many years. I lost my job, my home, and even my family. But now, I'm in recovery and I've pieced my life together again. I'm doing better than ever.
He's doing great things in his recovery, and you can too. If you or someone you know struggles with opioid addiction, help is available. To start your journey to recovery, visit cssnv.org/substance-abuse. That's cssnv.org/substance-abuse. Find the courage to fight your addiction to opioids. We can help. This message, funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Millions plan for retirement online, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home, and give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov. Produced at U.S. taxpayer
expense. It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Gotta love it. We got Thursday Night Football. Thursday Night Football. And I always get geeked, especially when, who was it, Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah, I think the fans were getting involved already there, Kevin.
I just love that. No, that's going to be good. What is it, Cowboys and the Saints?
Yeah, Cowboys Saints tonight. And we've got a new starting quarterback for the New Orleans Saints. It's Taysom Hill, who just signed a $40 million four-year contract. Now you're thinking, okay, he's a quarterback, only $10 million per year.
Yeah.
But he's the Swiss Army knife that the plan was that he would be a backup quarterback and be like a slash running back.
A wildcat.
Wildcat running back, wide receiver, special teams kind of guy, just a little bit of everything. But the Trevor Siemian experiment didn't work. He has lost, what, four games in a row here. and is just winless as the starter of the New Orleans Saints. And usually, if you can't at least look like you're capable of stepping up and winning a game, after two or three tries, they're probably going to clip your wings, and that's what they did with Trevor Siemian. So Taysom Hill is going to be the new quarterback, and you knew they were going to have a hard time, Kevin, replacing a Hall of Famer in Drew Brees.
Who looks pretty good on TV, by the way.
He's doing a fine job on TV. And Tony Romo did the same thing. For quarterbacks, I think it's so easy. I think Boomer is very good, Boomer Esiason.
Yeah.
The former Cincinnati Bengal, I mean, he does such a great job, too. But, yeah, I think that's an easy transition for coaches to do what they're doing behind the microphone and for former quarterbacks. But the Dallas Cowboys, they are finally going to get their wide receiver core back because they've been out with COVID-19.
Ooh.
So they're going to have all three of them out there tonight, CeeDee Lamb, Gallup, and the former Raider. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Going to be interesting. We'll get you ready for Wayne Allen Root, because he's coming up at 3:05. The brand new time for Wayne Allen Root, and of course, don't forget noon to 3 for live and local. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with a special message for those of you who have experienced hearing loss. Maybe you've worked in the service industry and years of loud music have taken a toll on your hearing. Or maybe you're like me, years of overdriven radio station headphones have caused serious hearing loss. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. Ask about the new Evolve hearing aids from Starkey. They are compact, discreet, behind-the-ear computers. The technology just blows me away. Don't put it off. Call right now. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321 or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Attention Nevada Patriots. This is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Nevada open enrollment is here.
Don't let those who are in bad health allow your rates to increase.
Locally owned and operated, the professionals at Pro Insurance find a solution to save you and your family money on health insurance. Get zero deductible on outpatient services.
Call today for a no-cost consultation.
If you're a small business owner, Pro has solutions that fit your business. Call Pro Insurance now. 702-280-6240. 702-280-6240. Pro Insurance or visit PROWE Insurance.com.
Do you know a high school senior who could use some extra cash to attend college? Encourage them to apply for the Ronald McDonald House Charities Scholarship. RMHC, McDonald's, and our community partners have awarded more than $4 million in scholarships to deserving students over the years. So apply today. Current high school seniors in Clark and Nye counties with a 2.7 GPA are eligible. For details on how to apply, visit rmhlv.org. Applications are due January 7th.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up tomorrow, a candidate for the U.S. Senate, Adam Laxalt. He's got a slew of endorsements, but he got two more just in the last 24 hours that are major national endorsements. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. Also,